Start the clock.
Starting clock now.
It's like Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim? I don't remember that line.
I'll start the countdown. I don't know. When they're like, reset the clock because the kaijus.
I don't remember that line.
Interesting. Okay, well, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to rewatch it again.
I mean, you might be right. It's been a while since I saw it, but, you know, fantastic movie. Anyways, where were we?
Great movie.
Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read to what we did and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
This is Anna.
Shortly, jumping and Rudy will slide right in, I guess. But for now, we're recording.
Wow.
What?
Nothing.
Have you done any of the... Oh, there's Rudy and Jia Ming.
Hey, woohoo! Sorry.
Everybody's here.
Hey now.
We are already recording, by the way.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Surprise.
My bad. I had to finish the first episode. I'm already hooked.
Yeah. Okay. Amazon Big Spring Sale. Listeners, by the time you hear this, it's already over. But did any of you guys participate in that?
I didn't even know what's going on.
I did.
Okay, Rudy.
Because you? I have this upcoming trip, so I decided to, you know, spend a little bit of money.
Yeah. Ruti, how about you? Did you buy anything from the spring sale, Amazon?
Is it over?
It's over. Well, I saw this recording. It's over tonight.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I gotta hurry.
Anyways, so I was looking at that, and specifically I was looking at TVs. I kind of want to get a new TV, like a bigger TV, like big TV, right? Unfortunately, based on the measurements, my entertainment deck right now can't even carry it, so that's irrelevant. but I, because I, you know, I was like watching the Three Body Problem on Netflix, and I'm like, I could watch this on a bigger screen, and yeah that's kind of where we're at.
Can I recommend
70
something?
70-inch.
Yes, Yaming, recommend.
Yeah, basically, maybe if it's not urgent, and you know, getting a TV is urgent, not urgent. It depends on the person. But I purchased my TV during the holidays with Best Buy, and if you get one of their credit cards, you get like zero interest payments for like 2 years. So if you,
oh, wow.
They'll probably have the same promotion this coming year and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I bought a washer, dryer, a new TV, and I think the total is like maybe almost $3,000, I think.
Okay.
And then I'm just making $200 payments for, you know, 24 months or something like that.
Yeah,
but that's zero interest. Not
bad. I mean, that's a good tip. That's a good tip. The thing is always that, like I said, my entertainment deck won't fit the TV anyway. And I was looking. Right now I have a 55-inch.
Wow.
And I wanted originally to go 85 inches, right? It's going to go big.
Where would you put it?
I've always said inches matter.
God. We're really on fire today.
And no, also, you know how to solve this problem, right?
What is that?
Get a bigger deck.
That's true. That's true.
Get a big deck.
You should Google Best Buy. Do Best Buy sell? I'm sure they do. You know, entertainment racks, entertainment TV. You know, holding thing, you know what I'm saying?
Anna,
you know where you could put it? What about above? What about if you switched the dining area and made that your living room? That's a big enough wall.
Wow.
And then have your dining table outside where your living room is, since it's a smaller area. And you guys don't use the dining area.
Yeah, why don't you go all in? Why don't you make that whole area into a movie theater? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, whole wall.
You know what?
It's darker in the dining room, so maybe that would actually be better, less glare.
Yeah.
When you're watching during the day.
The kitchen's overrated, is what I'm saying.
Kitchen's overrated.
Yeah.
Two people who don't cook would say that. I will say this, Albert. I have the same problem. I recently got it in my head that I want a bigger TV, but my TV stand can't hold it, so I have to a bigger TV stand, which I should have done from the beginning, but it was during the pandemic. It was really hard to find things, and you know, it was desperate times. But now that I'm like, okay, you know what, I need a bigger TV. Like, I just like, I have all this space I'm not using, so let's get a TV. But I have to get a TV stand, so I feel
hang it on the wall, guys. Put it on the wall.
I don't know if you haven't been to my place, Ruthie, but I
know.
Unfortunately, when I bought the condo, it came with the wall where I put the TV is all mirrors. So until I get that brought down and take care of that reno, I need a TV stand. Also, earthquakes, so don't trust the wall.
Oh, the wall.
I don't trust my condo building as well, so you're going to die.
I forget about earthquakes over there.
Yes.
Earthquakes. Humble brag.
The thing is, though, is that I got the measuring stick, right? Uh-huh. And my measuring tape. I wanted to see how big 85 inch is compared to
55.
It's huge.
It's huge.
Take out the ruler.
It's huge. So,
I'm telling you, just clear out the dining area, and that your 85 inch TV will fit there.
Well, that's the thing, though. So I was thinking, like, well, maybe 75 would be fine, and 75 is still pretty big.
75 is still pretty big.
How big is it right now?
55.
Oh
now the thing is though is that
next one up is 65 though, right?
Okay, so I measured tape to 65, and I'm like, nah. It could be bigger.
No,
what was it? So I'm thinking either 75 or 85. But the thing is, my point here is that I really was this close to buying a new TV, but because the entertainment deck is not big enough, I save money by holding back. So there.
Let me give you a little bit more advice. Number one, like I said, I mentioned before, Best Buy. Not even just Best Buy, but I think other couple people will have like zero interest payments for the holidays. My second advice is, if you're looking to get 65 and you're thinking about maybe going 75 instead, go ahead and make the next leap up. You know what I mean?
Just get the 85.
Yeah, I got the 65, and it's I'm looking at it.
$800 more though.
Oh,
yeah, but zero interest payments. It's not like real money.
It doesn't matter to me. The total price is what counts.
You see what Jumming just did there? Jumming just did girl logic. Yeah.
He did girl math. He literally did girl math.
If you don't pay it all at once, it's not real money.
I am paying it all at once, though. That's the thing, though. I will be able to pay it all at once. It's my point. Interest doesn't really matter to me.
It's a subscription at this point. That $200 I'm paying every month to Best Buy, it's a subscription service. That's all I'm paying. It's not real. I didn't buy a TV and
rent to own.
Yeah,
rent to own TV. I mean, there are people who are listening to this like, I don't even have a TV. I watch my TV on a laptop, you know?
Yeah. That's young people.
Yeah, I don't know about those people.
That's young people. I can't do that.
Either way.
I know a guy who has no internet. So, you know, that's how like people live, and I don't like those people.
Either way, I'm hoping that by the time the Three-Party Problem has second season, if they're having one on Netflix, I want it on the bigger screen.
They could have finished it in 8 episodes? What? More? More bodies?
Is
the sequel Four Bodies?
I mean, is that what it's called? Well, see, Ruti hasn't found out yet, but in the first season, you find out why it's called the Three Body Problem.
You'll find out in the third episode.
Wait till episode three, Ruti.
Three bodies, past, future, present.
No, that's not it. But okay.
It's Jesus.
It requires Holy three Ghost. Bodies.
That's the Holy Ghost.
It requires three bodies.
No. Don't bother guessing. Just go to the third episode and you'll find out then. It's the 700.
The trailer does not give me any information. Well,
that's like a good trailer then.
I was expecting something super sci-fi like Dune, and then all of a sudden it's like communist China and Oxford. I'm like, what is happening?
Anyways,
yeah.
It's the 752nd episode of the show. And as of this recording, it's currently 1:41 a.m., March 26, 2024, in Paris, France. And it's time to take a look and see what's up. So apparently, there is this race in Paris that they haven't done in many, many, many years. Ooh, right?
I've heard about this.
Oh, go on. Go with your guess.
So, is it the one where it's the race of servers? Like they have to run. It's waiters. They're running with their trays with water and a croissant.
Correct. Very true. That is what it is.
One cheated though.
Well, no, that's the debate. That's the controversy. All right. So essentially, this race has been going on since 1914, right? And they put it on pause for a while. 2011 was the last time they raced this. So they brought it back this year, 2024, and essentially what it is they have glasses and bottles placed on their trays, napkins in the fold of their arms. The waiters in white jackets, black pants, and bow ties competed on the boulevards to the cheers of the public. They're only allowed to speed walk. They cannot run. They have to only use one hand. All that stuff. So the controversy here, as Rudy is suggesting here, is the winner had one hand on the tray and the other hand holding down his glass.
Yeah, okay? As he was nearing the finish line.
That's a strategic loophole, Because the no two hand rule is for the tray. Uh-huh. So he was holding, he was still only had one hand on the tray, but the other hand is not on the tray. It's on the glass.
This has never come up before? You've said the racist many times. This has never come up. None of the racers ever tried this before and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, obviously it's fine because the only people who complain about it are the people who never heard of this race. But but their French people seem to not lie that he won. You know, it's like there.
That was controversy. I thought the controversy would be like he glued all the things on the tray and stuff like that.
Right. You know, no, it's the internet. Serious. The internet's bringing it up as a controversy, and then they're like, "I don't know what you're talking about. This is normal for this." This is French. It's a horrible French. It's a horrible French, Albert.
Your neck is suck balls.
Speaking of race, have you guys heard of the Barkley Marathons?
The Barkley Marathons?
Yeah, it's in Tennessee. It's considered the world's hardest race, nicknamed the race that eats its young. The big news here is that Jasmine Paris. Oh wow, not in Paris. Speaking of Paris, Jasmine Paris is the first woman to complete the Barkley Marathons, and only maybe 24 people have ever completed this race. So it's actually pretty impressive that they were able to pull it off. It's over at the Frozen Head State Park. Essentially, it covers 100 miles involving 60,000.
I have heard of this. It goes through different types of terrain. It is 100 miles, right? Yeah. Something like that. It's something crazy. Most people just give up after a while. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, and they have to finish the race in 60 hours, right? Mm-hmm. Shiati supposedly only had 99 seconds left before she went disqualified, so she pulled it off, right? But it's actually running or doing a marathon twice the height of Mount Everest.
Right.
And that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so essentially people said that if you really want to compete it, you're pretty much awake for 60 hours. Because there's no way you can you can compete it if you go to sleep.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. No, thank you.
I'm trying to look for the number here, how many people have won. But I think it really was under 24 people in the whole time this thing's been going on since the 80s. So, no GPS. No GPS. All they have is a compass and the book of where they're supposed to do the marathon. So yeah. So
how many people have died doing this? By the way, it's probably greater than the number that finished it. You know, it's crazy.
Probably, maybe there is a documentary that you can watch on YouTube about this whole thing. Links in the show notes. Man, this racers, this marathon people they gotta have strong legs if they're gonna pull this off. Yeah. Speaking of legs,
Jesus Christ.
There was an accident recently involving an Amtrak and a person who lost their leg, I guess.
Oh my God, Albert.
But the real story here was that a man was arrested for allegedly taking that severed body part of a leg from the scene of the collision and was seen walking around with it in Kern County.
Well, he's just trying to get a leg up on life, you know what I'm saying?
Now the video of people who got this. Shut up. I was gonna pass by that, here we go.
Come on, guys. Come on now. Just trying to get ahead.
Anyways, somebody got this guy in video. It went a little bit viral because he was seen carrying a severed leg, right? And at one
this must be like a lucky day.
And at one point, he leans down, and it looks like he either took a sniff of the leg, or B, took a bite of the leg.
Oh God!
Well, this guy has issues. This guy has clearly mental issues.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, or the guy was just really curious. I wonder how.
I don't think you could be in your right mind and be that kind of curious. You know what I mean? He was nutty nuts before the accident.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. The thing is, how did he get away with the freaking leg? I mean, was there nobody else around?
No, I think people are just kind of busy with the, hey, that guy hit by a train. You know what I mean? So the other thing's probably going on. I can see how he got away with it. I don't see why he would do that. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's probably a crazy person. And that's What's Up. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Threads at Albert5x5.
You can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and Ruthie's Cats.
You can find me on social media, GIAMINGLOU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found on whoatworstwhy.com. Before we wrap things up, this is the last week of the month, so let's cover some news stories that happened in March that maybe some of us didn't get to say what happened.
Well said.
On the top of the list, Rebecca Ferguson was doing her press run on Dune Part 2, and she mentioned something about how this really famous actor or actress, she didn't say what it was, yelled at her on set. Did I hear the story?
Yeah.
And a lot of people want to know, who yelled at Rebecca Ferguson?
It's definitely Hugh Grant. Everything I've heard outside of the story is Hugh Grant's a major dick and stuff like that. It's got to be Hugh Grant.
But basically, she said she will never work with this person again. So I don't know if anybody did like some detective sleuthing. The thing that really popped my.
Is he a nice guy?
Did they work together?
They worked together. Yeah.
That astronaut movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, nobody's figured it out.
All I know is in all the Daily Show episodes that Jon Stewart did and stuff like that, when he retired, he mentioned there was only one guest he would never invite back, and he said it was Hugh Grant. He actually named the person. He said it was Hugh Grant because he's just a very much an entitled douchebag and stuff like that.
That's
not the only example. I've heard, like, you know, reading between lines, you know, TMZ, you know, all that stuff. You kind of pick up the fact that, well, he picked up a prostitute. I don't know if that's the thing, but you know what I mean? But he seems like a major dick.
Yeah, I think people know he's a major dick, but it's Hugh Grant, you know, kind of thing.
That if I was a betting man, I would put my money on Hugh Grant.
Yeah, that's my guess too. But what I found interesting was that The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, chimed in and he's like, oh, who would ever yell at her? Definitely wasn't me. You know, it's like, if you're a guy that's going, definitely wasn't me, it really makes people think it probably maybe was him.
Probably was you.
Well, I think The Rock is just, he's just an attention whore. You know what I mean? He just loves attention. He loves posting stuff. He loves the attention and stuff like that. Some of it can be kind of charming. Some of it can be a bit much. You know what I mean? Definitely. Yeah.
A company called Sweet Baby Inc. This is a video game related here. Has kind of like brought up all the anti-woke gamers around, and this is kind of being dubbed Gamers Gate 2.0 that's going on right now in the internet, to the point that people are trying to like boycott any games that they're involved in. Sweet Baby Inc., by the way, is a consultant firm that would give people like advice on like, oh, what is socially sensitive kind of thing. You know, if they're being hired to do that task, like, hey, we're making this game, we want to be a little bit more socially conscious, you know, can you help us out with some advice kind of thing. So essentially it became kind of like a tete-a-tete thing where Sweet Baby Inc. was fighting back against the people who were complaining about them, and it's a whole thing. So, and if you're a gamer that was paying attention to what's going on, it's just sad that here we are again.
I'm not going to lie, but I completely zoned out. I have no idea what's going on.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Akira Toriyama passed away this month, and the thing that's of note is that so many people from every media, every genre, sports fans, all that stuff, paying their tributes to Akira Toriyama. You know, so that's.
Did you see that video? It's from some South American country. I forgot the country. I sure forwarded it, but everybody kind of all gathered in Times Square and they did the soul. What's that thing called? Where they raise their hands in there? They give a part of their soul to the energy ball.
Oh, the spirit ball.
The spirit ball. That's
a spirit bomb. Yeah, spirit bomb. Oh, by the way, Ruti, do you know who Akira Toriyama is?
Not really.
He's the guy who created Dragon Ball.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never actually watched it.
That's fine.
Boo.
Not to sound too cool for school, but I could never get into Dragon Ball Z. There was like too much going on.
That's fine. But you can kind of appreciate.
I didn't watch it either.
But you guys can.
Okay.
But you two can at least appreciate the impact that this man had on the anime industry and in culture in general, right?
Yeah, it's pretty.
I mentioned it earlier before. You make a list of the most important like pop culture things that come out of Japan in the last 100 years. It's on the list with Godzilla, Hello Kitty, Pokemon. You know what I mean? It's on that. It's on a very short list. Maybe it's top five easily. When you guys say,
yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. In other news, there was a lot of parodies about Katie Britt's response to the State of the Union address, but we're not going to cover that too much.
I'm not going to. That's another one of those things I didn't get into. I don't want to know about. I'm assuming she's an idiot. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get into it either.
Yeah. The problem is that she was talking like this. Like, this is such an important thing to do.
Did she just run that marathon? The 100-mile marathon?
I mean, it sounded like it was just kind of like pretending that she's about to burst into tears. It's kind of like the thing that she was doing. It was very parody friendly, and a lot of people did parody it. Scarlett Johansson parodied it in Saturday Night Live. Anyways, the Oscars happened. Some of the viral moments is like naked John Cena. You know, the I Am Ken performance is fantastic. You got the oh yeah, the isn't it past your jail time thing that happened also?
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. right and then did you guys know that apparently March 10 is Mario Day, like Super Mario Day?
No idea.
You know why it's March 10?
No.
Why?
Because March is M-A-R, 10 is 1-0.
Mario.
You put them together.
It's not like the original release date back in the day or something like that.
No, I don't think so. You know, it's like May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
You know, they just kind of took it for themselves. But anyways, Kate Middleton, the whole Kate Middleton photo edit scandal thing.
What did I just say last week, Albert? What did I say? What are you paying attention? Come on, man.
I'm just saying, like, you know, people were all like, oh, scandal this, scandal that. And now it's like, oh, she has cancer.
Yeah. Which is perfectly fine. She can have cancer, but they can be a little bit more forthcoming about what's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was all the PR. The way the PR handle was, it was so weird and bad for this institution that's been around for a really long time. Yeah. That's where it went wrong. The whole thing about privacy or whatever, well, she's a public servant and taxpayers pay her money. Pay her. But, like, honestly, like, they were... I just have so many thoughts about this.
I'll pick up where Anna left off. She is a public servant. If she's getting treatment and, you know, all that stuff through the public money, there should be a level of transparency. Do we need to know all the gritty details? Do we need to know what stage? No, but a certain level of transparency is I think required, because like I said, she's taking public money. If she doesn't want that public money, if she doesn't want that top of the line healthcare, take your money back and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Make it to being queen, I think that's gonna be, come on. You've done so much work to get there.
The idea that everybody in the royal family has to be like this invincible sort of like this, what do you call it, a figure from God or something that was so touched that nothing bad happens to them. I don't think that mentality, that work mentality, is that different from, like, you know, North Korea stuff. You know what I mean? It's not, you know what I mean? It's like, stop it. They're human. They get sick. It's not that big a deal. You know what I mean? Life goes on. Come on. Stop it.
Okay. Speaking of life, nah, I'm not going to do that.
Well, life goes on might be a poor phrase.
Fine, I'm just saying that. Life goes on. If TikTok gets banned, whatever. So be it. You know, there was
look at you, old man. Old man Albert doesn't care about TikTok.
I'm just saying, you know. House members in Congress voted to ban TikTok, .. because Senate still has the vote on it, and Biden said he was going to sign it, but all that hasn't happened yet, so be it.
A weird hill to die on.
Yeah.
Nothing else going on in the world.
Yeah, I think part of
TikTok.
I think
there's no other problems in the world.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, we're all not the demographic, so there's that. Other problems in the world: Boeing airplanes have been having a lot of problems.
Doors,
right?
I was on 2 Boeings this weekend.
How was it?
I'm here. I'm alive.
Yeah. What's the count for Mars? How many doors? How many doors did they get?
So here's the thing, John May. Would you like to say the big story? One of the big stories that came out of this.
Oh, actually, I don't know. What are you alluding to?
One of the people who was talking about how Boeing is screwing up, and there's a reason why they're screwing up, the whistleblower, is dead! Boeing whistleblower died. Dun, dun, dun! What did he know?
Didn't his friend come out later and say, hey, my friend that died said, if I die, it's not suicide. I'm not depressed. You know what I mean? Make sure people know that.
It's like, wow.
What the hell, man?
I'm looking forward to the documentary about this whole thing.
Oh my god! Good lord!
Flaming Hot Cheetos, Doritos, Takis. Do you guys eat any of that?
No,
I'm not a young man. I'm not a young man, sir.
Well,
young man's game.
They might be banned in California.
No,
right? There are a couple of like artificial flavorings and colorings that are considered like bad.
They're natural.
Well, artificial, right? So there's a bill that's gonna ban all this artificial flavoring stuff, and those products happen to have them. So I don't know how that's gonna play out, but
It's a rough podcast for my nephew, man. First TikTok, now the TikTok. What was it? Takis. Yeah, he eats that too. So yeah,
I don't think I've ever eaten takis, so I don't even know.
I've taken one bite. Don't do it.
It's you guys want me to bring you takis? It's everywhere over here.
I mean, everywhere over here too. Over here.
I have one bite.
I thought it was like an exotic thing over there.
No, not at all.
I have one bite. It's not made for human consumption.
Yeah. Speaking of exotics and not made for human consumption. Maybe. Pornhub was banned in Texas. Yay.
Hey, breaking news, guys. I'm never going to move to Texas.
Yeah. Apparently, Texas passed a law about how a website's adult nature has to do some kind of like age verification thing involving your driver's license. And Pornhub is like, we're not going to ask people's driver's license.
We have age verification, my guy. It's foolproof. That thing I hit, yes, I'm over 18. That's all you need, baby. That's all. That's guaranteed. That's foolproof.
Yeah. Yeah. So essentially, Pornhub just like, if you have a Texas IP address, you're not seeing Pornhub. Yeah. So sorry, I guess. This is local news for California people. Larry H. Parker, famed LA personal injury attorney, dies at 75.
He will no longer fight for you. All right.
Yeah. I've seen his ads since the 90s, since I've been here in America. Yeah. So this was shocking to me. Like, oh, same. Wow. Yeah. And last on my list here is the title here says, Saudi humanoid robot touches woman inappropriately during presentation. Sparks debate online because they're like, wait, we have like robots who are sexually harassing women now?
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute.
We did it again, guys. We have created life. We did it again. We are God.
Yeah, so
they just can't help themselves, huh?
No. Well, I mean, okay, it's an AI, right? Made by Saudis, right?
Made by guys.
And we know how women's rights are in Saudi Arabia, right?
Oh, that's doing great. That's doing great.
But the thing is, though, is that...
Can you imagine writing that code in any chance you get? Touch / grope women's breast. Enter.
Yeah. It was her butt. By the way, the hand reached for her butt, okay?
Now, first chance you get.
So now the defense here is that the robot was thinking like that he was gonna shake somebody's hand. That's why his hand went out, guys.
Sure, that's what it was.
What's funny is that if you see the video, you see her turn around about to slap him, and then realizing it's the robot.
I can't. 2024, the year that a robot got canceled. I got B2'd.
It's just inherent, apparently.
Yeah,
apparently.
You get rid of it.
There we go. March 2024. This was episode 752 of the Stuff in Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who What Worst Why production.